With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, if you're caller number 9, you will win a pair of tickets to Who's Live Anyway. It's the new improv tour from the cast of Who's Line Is It Anyway, including our friend Greg Proops. It's happening February 15th at the San Jose Civic, and the tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You want to check out some improv? Be caller 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Planet Home. That's this weekend. Experience Planet Home this September 13th through the 15th. It features live music with great acts, interactive exhibits, local food and beverage, and it's all trying to solve the planet's future. So great speakers. Get the full lineup, everything that's happening on all 3 days at planethome.eco, E-C-O, for info and tickets. We're going to start with Sarah Palin.
All right.
She and her husband, Todd, are breaking up. 31 years of marriage.
Oh, that's a good run.
Yeah, it's a good run. I always wonder about that. Like, if you've made it 30 years, what's stopping you from... I guess maybe if you're just miserable.
Exactly. You know? Like, life's too short. Get out of that.
Right. Mm.
Depends. Yeah, it depends on what... If you can't, if you still want to have sex with your person and your person doesn't want to have sex with you and you've been sort of shut out, how long do you wait? A year? 5 years? Before you go, I can't be alone like this anymore. Right. I mean, I think about that too. Like, once you're, put an age out there, 65.
Right.
What's it versus like how many years you have left and what you're going to, is there a point to... And I guess that's the decision you make. You must have to decide, like, yeah, I have too many years still to live. I feel too much alive to sit here and be bummed all the time.
Yeah.
It's got to be it.
They're certainly not saying what the bottom line problem is. He filed for divorce. They're both 55. He cited incompatibility of temperament between the parties such that they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife. Incompatibility of temperament, which I guess is basically irreconcilable differences.
Yeah, we just don't get along.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, if you're fighting all the time, oh my God.
It seems like they've been separated for a while now.
Oh, have they?
I think so. I think I read that
yesterday. Yeah, she seems like a delight, so it must be all him. Don't they beat people up at their house too?
Like, they've had police come to their home a few times.
Like, he's punched out some people at various, like, didn't he, like, some boyfriend of Bristol's or something, or one of their kids? Is that one of their kids' names?
Yeah, Bristol was, they have like 5 kids. Bristol is one of them.
Yeah, he like punched out a boyfriend or.
Or one of her husbands.
Right. I can't remember exactly what happened. All I know is that, like, it seems like every Thanksgiving there's some story about one of the Palins gets wasted and beats up someone in the family. So they seem like a delight. So basically, he just wants out. Sarah and Todd only have one minor child still, an 11-year-old son named Trigg. He was a baby, I believe, wasn't he? Very little boy when she was running for vice president. Todd seeking joint custody plus a fair division of assets. Any idea what they're worth? I mean, they got to have some money. She did all those reality shows. And who knows what kind of kickback she's getting, you know, government-wise.
$12 million?
She's worth $12 million?
It sounds like combined.
Oh. Well, they'll live on that in Alaska. She's only 55. She's still smoking hot. She'll be fine. It's not very many women up in Alaska, so she'll have her pick.
Alaska living's a trip.
It's no joke.
Like, we can't really relate. I don't want to defend them having the cops out all the time or like, talk badly about small-town living, but, you know, it's a totally different world than we're used to.
That's for sure. I think you probably go a little stir-crazy when you're locked in your house for 9 months of the year. And you have to leave your car running at all times or it'll freeze up and die on you.
There are some weird things about the sunshine in the day. or not.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or never any sunshine.
Right.
Yeah.
There's some weird stuff.
Yeah. It's good for crazy making. You know?
So
hey, you know what I got to do? I got to beat the crap out of someone right now. Where's my gun?
I'm sure they don't want to say, you know, hey, we're actually the good people of Alaska.
You think we're bad.
Yeah.
That's just because you're hearing about us. You have no idea. We're like keeping it together.
We're famous, so you know what we're up to. Right. You should see what the neighbors are doing.
It looks like another website is saying she's worth $12 million. He's only worth $2
million. Oh, is that all? Mm. Well, they'll split that right up.
Yeah.
Good for them. You know, I hope they both are happy after that. Look, there's nothing worse than being in a relationship with someone who makes you miserable.
Mm-hmm.
When all you do is bicker and there's just nothing but tension. I think home is someplace you should want to go. And if you don't want to go home because this person is ruining that for you, then you really should.
Your life is just miserable.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because life is short, but Vinny has said it, too. Life can be very long. As well.
When you're unhappy.
When you're unhappy,
yeah, man.
Every moment is just a misery.
Or lonely. Like, it could even just be that they don't talk. They're not friends. I mean, I know he said we don't get along, but whatever. That can end up just being, we don't talk, we don't get along, we avoid each other.
Yeah.
I'm in a house where I move to another, we circle each other in the house.
Oh, igloos have more than one room? I just assume everyone lives in one of those up there.
You might be right.
You know what's funny is I think about that on Big Brother. Like when someone is not in the big group and doesn't, like right now, Tommy is this person. So there's five people left in the house. Four of them are in an alliance and Tommy is in. So he's alone. He's with other people. But everywhere he goes, they're not going to talk strategy in front of him because they're all against him. They're all trying to get him out. And I just think that. You know, at least that's just a game. I mean, you know that no matter what, you're out when the show is over. You know you're getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that's your life where you're estranged from your family or even just from your other person. And no matter where you go in that house, if that person walks in, you want to walk out. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Yeah. Don't stay someplace where you're not
happy. I definitely
happy.
Would rather be alone. Like, I wouldn't even be about going to find someone else. I'll be alone.
Yeah, I'll be really, truly alone.
Rather than...
Not just cold shoulder alone.
Feeling uncomfortable
or unwelcome in
your
own house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have a long enough drive that if you knew... Can you imagine if you were going home to some like that? Like, oh, yes, I will drive 2 hours to get to that place. It's got to be a good place for you to go home 2 hours later. I mean, otherwise you'd just be like, you know what? I'm going to get a hotel room in the city. Just be alone. It'll be fine. It'll be great.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay. So I'm going to read you a clip. I don't have the audio of this. Last Saturday, they recorded the Alec Baldwin roast. And we got a few of the jokes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have another single joke today. Just one. I may get more later. I don't know. But I don't believe that we have audio of this unless you want to do a quick search, Bryn.
I just saw on USA Today, it said, hold on, looking, the best burns from the roast of Alec Baldwin. So they must have them.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, like those all those jokes that were written out yesterday. So the Blake Griffin.
Oh, this is video. I can't. Okay, get off.
So Blake Griffin. He used to date Kendall Jenner.
And is a basketballer.
He is. Any sign of his, because his, I don't even know how I'm going to say this on the air, but it's so funny. Like, I don't know who wrote those guys' jokes, but they're good. They're A+. So.
There is audio.
Are you serious? Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin.
I'm sure it's going to be.
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't.
Well, or maybe. Is it not bleeped? Take a listen to. I'll read you. All here. Right. I'm just going to read you the joke. So there he is. He's up on stage. And as you know, at a roast, you don't just roast the person who's the subject of the whole thing. You roast everybody else on the panel. So Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, is on the panel of roasters.
Oh.
And as you know, he dated Kendall Jenner,
right.
The daughter. So Blake Griffin, NBA superstar, said, on behalf of the entire NBA and half the rappers on the Billboard charts, I want to thank you for giving your daughters their daddy issues. And then he went on to say, Caitlyn completed her gender reassignment in 2017, finally confirming that no one in that family wants a white. Mm-hmm. Yep. Which was so, it was just so surprising. Like, you know, even Scott Disick's out, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I thought, So I just burst out laughing when I read that because it's so goddamn funny.
And scary territory to be. That's thin ice to be out skating on.
Yeah. It's good, though. It's such a funny joke.
Well, and to me, that's... that doesn't seem bad, right? Is that bad?
I don't think so. I just think it's really funny, but I'm sure people will be very upset with me for finding it funny, and I'm sure they'll be upset with Blake Griffin for saying it. I just... Oh,
it doesn't sound that... It sounds like comedy
it's
to me.
It's just funny, yeah. Right. Because there are none of those in that family anymore. Well, there's Rob, I guess.
No, true.
Well, we could take care of that.
No one thought of him, though.
No,
when that
no one did.
Down.
No.
Not one person
wait,
said,
what
wait.
About Rob?
He's an afterthought.
You missed one.
What about Rob Kardashian? Oh. Anyway, oh my God, just the funniest damn joke. Did you, was there more from Blake Griffin? Anything else funny? Or?
Oh, well, I have to bleep it.
Yeah, don't worry like, about
right
it.
Right off the bat, he was swearing.
Oh, so. Okay. Oh, we can't have that. No. So... I don't know if that'll make it on. So they taped it last Saturday, the roast of Alec Baldwin, and it's going to play this Sunday on Comedy Central because I guess they need a week to put it all together and make it. It's probably hours and hours
right.
long. And then
yeah,
they cut it down to an hour.
Like 4 hours long.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And then how long is the actual final show? Like, is it an hour?
An hour, maybe.
Maybe an hour, 2 hours, whatever.
Yeah, at the most.
Oh, my God. I just thought, there were some funny jokes yesterday, but Jesus, I just burst out laughing when I read that. They're like, oh my God,
that's
who
pretty
wrote
good.
That joke? That's so funny. Dr. Oz.
You don't.
Oh,
so
ahead.
Hold on, yeah, just yeah. one last thing.
Sure.
So there's 0% chance Blake Griffin wrote that joke.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to say, personally, I do not feel that Blake Griffin wrote that joke. However, maybe he's hilarious and that is his joke.
I'm going to say it's a Jeffrey Ross joke.
Oh, yeah? You think he wrote it?
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, I'm sure they just sat around. Like, you know, was Scott was telling us that Kim Jong or Ken Jong uh-huh. was working out jokes. I'm sure that all those comedians on there, they just read a million jokes and then the head writer sort of distributes them
right,
to whoever's
yeah.
going to be delivering whichever part.
Off,
right.
Yeah.
Whoever's would be the... That'll come. That'll be great from the guy who used to date that dude's daughter, the dudette's daughter. Dr. Oz,
yeah.
His mom has Alzheimer's, and he says it's a really hard pill for him to swallow because he completely missed the signs until fairly late in the process. I don't know that even if he'd seen the signs, he would have been able to do anything about it. Is there anything that could be done?
No, I don't think
just
so.
Just sort of descend.
But he's a doctor, so and he's a doctor all the time.
Mm.
So, and you care about the people you
sure,
care about,
of course.
So you'd expect that he could, you know, have
that,
seen something.
Right. He said they just didn't, I guess when it finally became evident, it was full blown. And
unless there's like some memory muscle procedure things that he could have
exercises.
Helped.
Right.
That's
something,
exactly the word
yeah.
I was looking for. Yeah.
You know, and I think sometimes when something happens, it's easy to turn around and look back and go, oh, that was a sign. Oh, and that was too. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I did notice this.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, you go on with your life because mom seems fine-ish. And then suddenly she's not. So he says, Dr. Oz says that he and his sister had noticed little things like the way she would struggle to find certain words, which everyone does. That's the thing.
Oh,
I'm always like, oh, God,
I
do I have early
daily
onset?
Here.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Actually, I find that even though I do struggle for words on this show, it's almost like I'm much more turned on during this show than I am during the rest of the day because it's like when I don't have to talk, it's really hard. Like later on, I'm like, can I have some of that, that right there?
I feel like in my head sometimes all I see is a big capital first letter of something and then it's like off to the guesses.
Anaconda.
I see a J.
Anthill.
It starts with a J.
That she would struggle with certain words or she would dress oddly. So they were seeing like, Mom, what are you doing with the polka dots and plaids?
Stripes.
Or
yeah.
Whatever. But they didn't connect the dots until after it started to really show. He says, Alzheimer's is like a snake in the grass. You don't see it. You only see the effects of it suddenly. And if there's a wind blowing the grass, you don't even notice the grass moving strangely. It sneaks up on you.
Hmm.
So Sorry to hear it, Dr. Oz.
It's terrible.
Yeah, a lot of people
go
through it.
I know a buddy who's going through that with his dad, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
The memory loss and the...
Well, you just
someone has to care at all times.
At all times.
No one can turn their back or he slips out the door.
Right.
It's like you want to put a tracker on them.
Well, that's kind of what you have to do.
I want to say it's in Sweden. It's a whole town where everybody puts their Alzheimer's people, where there's care people on all the time. And
really?
I think it's gated. And so they can wander outside if they want. Like, I guess they need to roam.
You know what? I think I saw something on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or Sunday this morning.
It's
something.
It's crazy.
I think,
incredible.
So it's like a community. Yeah.
Like everybody, you know, they're old people or the people suffering with Alzheimer's go there and they're cared for and they're allowed to roam. It's just, you know what the tragic thing is that like your mom is gone or your dad's gone. Like
they don't even know who you are.
They don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. They don't know where they are. It's
the
horrible
terror
robbery.
Is that you can be very frustrated over the course of time. Because it takes over your life caring for this other person. And so here you are, like if this is your dad. Your dad took care of you your whole life. Now it's your turn to return the favor. And he's frustrating the hell out of you. Because he's repeated himself 40 times. And he just disappeared for the last 6 hours.
Right.
And everybody, including the police, has been out looking for you.
I know. I love the idea of these Alzheimer communities. I just think that that's something that, like, if I had Alzheimer's, that's where I'd want to go.
And some of the weird inconsistencies in memory, too, where dad remembered how to find the Safeway, had money, and got a cookie, but then couldn't get home.
Right. And had no idea where he was.
Right.
There's an article inside the $28 million Alzheimer's village where patients can roam around.
Yeah. They just are allowed to. There's people caring for them, but they can't escape the entire facility, apparently, right? Is there some kind of perimeter fence?
I'm sure there is in the article.
Is it in Sweden?
It is.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just feel like, God, that seems so... It makes so much sense. It's just, you know, these are people who are, in lots of cases, fairly able-bodied still, and that's a part of the problem, is that they can actually become violent, and they're strong, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway... I think that I've eaten up all my time here. Let's see what's happening in the news.
Okay. Toys.
Oh, I love toys.
After these.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 7 o'clock, John Oliver stand-up tickets.
Oh, you love him.
I love him. Star of HBO's Last Week Tonight. It's a Sunday night show. John Oliver's coming to town. Three shows, December 31st through January 2nd. Oh, he's doing a New Year's Eve show. Oh, my God. That would be huge.
Where's anyway, he at again?
Masonic.
Oh, Masonic.
Yeah. So, 7 o'clock, we'll have those tickets to give away. And now it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Winchester Mystery House's new immersive Halloween walkthrough experience. Unhinged. On sale now at winchesterunhinged.com.
I'm going there today, as a
matter
of fact.
Oh, my God. Oh, doing a site check for our Halloween show?
Yep.
That'll be fun. Have they finished that dining room yet that we always do our thing in?
I'll find out today.
It's a joke. I think they're done working on it. I don't
know. Well, you can rent that room out for, you know, tea or luncheons or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah.
Little
it looks like
trips.
They did a little refurbishing there. So, so we'll check it out.
All right.
And I think we could fit more people in there now. Remember last time
we had to kind of rotate people
Yeah, like 50
in.
People at a time.
Right.
I think now we can do like 80 at a time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's, you know, when we do these live broadcasts, you come down and hang out during the course of the morning show. We usually have a little breakfast and coffee and stuff. Come on by and say hi. Yeah.
Fun.
Winchester Unhinged.
Here's what's happening. So last night was Monday Night Football and the Raiders got a win. Even after all
good
of
job,
the
Raiders.
Distraction of the week or weeks
Look
leading
that,
up to this
teams.
First game.
It's great.
I mean, I really expected them with all of the negative publicity to go out there and just wet the bed.
But they didn't.
They didn't. They
and
looked good
for
from
them,
go.
Because that would have been.
I know.
What a that would have been.
I know.
They did great.
So congratulations, Vegas Raider fans. You got to win.
Yay, Vegas.
Hopefully that washes off some of the Antonio Brown.
Stank.
Yeah, stank is right.
And, you know, more and more stories, more and more people are coming out saying that dude engineered his exit from the Raiders because he didn't want to be on a team that wasn't going to
the Super Bowl.
Right.
What a brat.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if he can take what the Patriots dish out.
Yeah.
There'll be days
they don't take no crap
when he doesn't get the ball.
Yeah.
At all. Mm. And he's going to have to take that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Diva
and Belichick's
receivers.
Not going to be trying to be his best friend.
No.
And be all bros with him.
Right.
Hey, man, it's cool. It's great.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Sure. Air our phone call. It's fine. No worries. I don't know what that means.
It's something about taking the air out of ball.
Oh.
It's just Bill Belichick.
Ball.
Oh, right.
Ball.
Okay, now I got it. A survey asked parents
yes.
what toys they played with as kids that their kids also play with today. So, in other words, the toys that stood the test of time.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that my mom still has is my rocking horse.
Yes. Oh, God. How great is a rocking horse?
Well, it's spooky because they're old and painted with, you know, the actual metal
yes.
coils. That join it to
Isn't
this
frame.
Isn't
that funny how different they are now? Those, I'm sorry, though. Those were way more fun.
They
can,
were great.
You can hop those things around the house.
But what a hazard.
Mm. Well, it's like, you know, anything. Things are always more dangerous in the olden days.
But my kid currently has a rocking horse, right. So she's into that.
But it's like a one-piece plastic bottom.
Environmental nightmare.
Right.
But, yes, more
right.
single-use plastic.
Well, that's not single use. She'll get some use out of that, and maybe you'll give it to another family.
I hope that's the way that right. goes, that it stays with families forever.
It won't, but it's still better than, you know,
right.
unwrapping something and hucking the plastic in the trash.
Good point. That's not single use. Right. Okay, I got you.
You'll get some use out of that. The thing that's sad about plastic stuff is how inexpensive it is. Like, even going in to get, like, Lincoln Logs and stuff, those are all, like, made out of plastic now. Like,
Lincoln Logs aren't wood?
I think the log itself is wood, but all the end, everything that came with it. Remember, it used to all be wood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
and
green,
now it's just
like,
all, right,
roofing.
Now there's just roofing that's plastic. And
I don't remember playing with Play-Doh, but that's made the list.
Oh, Play-Doh for sure. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
I used to play with Play-Doh constantly. I had that Fuzzy Pumper barbershop. My kids love Play-Doh.
I find Play-Doh super bogus.
Oh, in what way?
It just dries out too fast. It mixes colors too soon.
Yeah, that was always
a bummer. The kids don't want to clean it up. You know, their idea of cleaning up is cramming whatever colors into whatever can to get it done and leaving all the broken bits behind.
All the dried out
I don't like
bits.
It.
I like it. It's fun. It's good for an hour. An hour. You know, here's two things of Play-Doh. See you in an hour, kids. Don't eat it. I know it smells good, but don't eat it.
We never had this, but what we've been doing is, what I've been doing with my kid is, she they're watercolors,
uh-huh.
and it's paint for your face
oh,
or
yeah. oh, nice.
Body.
Yeah. And but so it rinses right off.
It rinses right off. So yeah. we paint each other.
Mm-hmm.
Different. It's like kind of, I'm afraid to say it's kind of like she's getting tattoos like dad,
mm-hmm.
which isn't.
Hey, look, that's better. Now she's satisfying her desire for that at age 6 instead of at age 18.
Or placeholding until 18
sure,
when she can
know
finally
what?
Go in there and get the one she's always
well,
wanted.
Well, she can go do that. That'll be up to her at that point.
Yeah. Troll dolls, My Little Pony, Furby. Puzzles I did do.
Oh, yeah, I love puzzles. My kids never really love puzzles like I do. Like, I can kill a day doing a jigsaw puzzle. And my kids are just like, I'll do a few. I'll get a few pieces in.
A toy phone, Bop It.
Oh, Bop It is great. Oh. Although I
love it.
I don't know how they're saying, I guess because we're so much older. Because Bop It's great. It's actually a great party game. You pass it. Like, it tells you what to do to it. Bop It, twist it, pull it.
Oh, I don't
Shake
know
it,
this.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's really fun, and it does it to the beat, and it gets faster and faster as
right.
you go.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, is it like Simon Says?
You have the thing. It has all these things that you can do. There's like five options. It yells at you what you have to do, and you have to do it within the amount of time you have as the beat's going. It has to be in the beat. So then, and it says pass it. Dun, 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 dun. You pass it to the next person. They get ready, and they do their segment, and they pass it to the next person. It's really fun.
And then it gets faster and faster.
Faster and faster and faster.
It's
like
so hard to do. But
so this is for little kids.
We do it now.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Sometimes
I play that game for days, too.
Oh, my God. It's so... Oh, my God. I didn't know you were into it, because I play it all the time. Me and you
should
do
it. I see it at your house, but does it work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hell, yeah. Are you kidding me? Ball juiced up and ready to go. Anytime you want to play. Bop it. So fun.
All right.
But I didn't have that as a kid. That was something that was when... I guess when my kids were kids is the first time I ever saw it.
Yeah. Well, I think that... These are there's young parents out there,
yes,
who probably have these things.
Building
blocks and bicycles also make the list of toys both parents and kids play with. You know, you just reminded me of Bop It, or what I thought of, and I had this and played with it a lot, are those blow up things with sand on the bottom.
Yes.
And you'd punch them.
Yep.
Oh, that was so fun.
It was like
I loved
a clown
those.
Or
oh, yeah.
Whatever.
We had a Fred Flintstone one.
Yeah.
And you'd punch it and it'd come back.
Come right back up at you, right.
Those are fun.
Yeah. Like a punching bag that keeps on coming.
And then it becomes, all right, now what am I going to throw this off of? And, you know, there's
also those
new and exciting ways to try and break the thing.
What were the, they were like a blow up ball that you sat on and had like a handle.
Oh, yeah.
Hippity hop.
Hippity hop. Yeah.
Those are fun.
That wasn't blow up. That was actually, came that way.
Mm-hmm. Right. You could use a bicycle pump on it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's hippity hop.
Broke my tailbone on that thing.
Oh, you did?
Good for you.
Yeah, it's great.
Because you fell off it?
I landed. I just, you know, you're hopping.
Uh-huh.
And going crazy because you're a kid. And I landed. Poof, knocked the breath out of me. I remember. That was the first time I ever get the breath knocked out of me.
Uh-huh. Wow.
You know, you can't get that breath. Right up until you're like, ow!
What happens when you break it? Can you sit? What's the situation?
I broke my... I don't know. I just... You know, you don't go to the hospital for that or anything. You just butt hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And I can feel like if I feel down to the end of my tailbone, it goes like that at the end. It goes off to the side.
I did that to my tailbone too.
Yeah.
Skateboarding.
You know, how'd you do? Oh.
It's not an unusual injury.
Well, I had,
but it's painful.
It was recurring because it never fully healed, or for a long time it didn't fully heal, and I always, as a little boy, wanted to keep skating,
mm-hmm. right,
and keep falling. Yeah, that was a really
painful.
It didn't knock the wind out of me though.
No, that one I just landed.
But I had a lot of those wind injuries.
I only had a few of those. Once off a horse, that one. That, you know,
I crashed on my BMX bike in a race. So, you know, the whole crowd of people are watching this race go down.
Oh, no.
And I crashed. My bar spins and I take the bar in the solar plexus.
Oh, God.
And then I can't breathe as, you know, this group of parents and other kids are looking on as I'm like.
What is that? What? That's such a crazy thing, isn't it? It's so, and it's real. Like, what has happened to you? Like, I really, truly cannot draw a breath.
Well, you can't even say that
I can't draw a breath. I got nothing.
I'm just squirming around going, oh, my God. I can't.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, but I remember
that panicky moment.
Like,
you know?
You saying that made me think of that one time where that happened in such a way where I'll never forget it. And it happened other times. Like, me and Jason Sisko fought. He caught me good one time right there.
I never, like, got it in the stomach. I landed on my back one time, did that thing where I hit on my butt. And then one time I jumped off a dock that I thought was much deeper. So I was, like, you know, shooting my feet down and freaking hit the ground 3 feet under the water. I was like,
oh, and you landed on your tummy?
No, I landed on my feet.
Oh.
I just landed. Like, I thought I was jumping into 10 feet of water. And I was jumping into 3 feet of water, and I, poof, hit it. And, like, I was a little kid, so I guess my spine survived it, because I think people really hurt themselves doing that sometimes. But that knocked the breath out of me.
It did?
Yeah, it was super weird. I remember walking back to the dock, like, just.
Well, that's memorable, because you can't breathe.
Can't breathe.
I jumped
those
off.
Those moments are super vivid.
The only other one I got is I jumped off a fence trying to fly.
Oh, you dummy.
And landed on my. And landed flat. And then just completely lost wind. It's a normal-sized fence. So what are those, 5 feet?
6, even.
I jumped off that.
Why?
Because I was trying to fly.
How old are you? Are you tripping?
No. I was a little boy. No, because we didn't... everything we did was sort of physical and outside and in a.
Let's try and hurt ourselves today.
Well, we used to play SWAT because that was a TV show.
Yeah.
And that the way we would play that is do stuff that would probably kill you if you didn't make it. Like jump from the roof, you know, like
dummies.
In parking, not parking garages, in apartment complexes, they'd have
like carports,
separate little, well, kind of. Mm. They're just roof over the car areas.
Yeah, sure.
And then there'd be a gap and then more roofing. Mm. And we would jump the gap was part of like the thing you had to do to save the people.
Mm. Well, at least your intentions were good.
Well, yeah. I mean, we were SWAT. Mm. We were the SWAT team. Mm-hmm. You got to make this jump. Or you're going to fall 10 feet
down to the pavement.
Right.
All right. You ever hit the pavement?
No.
Oh, good.
Well, I was smart enough to know I'm either going to make that or I'm not going to do that.
You can tell. You can tell what you're capable of.
I'll tell you the places where I missed. There were in these complexes which they were building in Irvine. It was built before our eyes, so everything was new. They put these decorative rocks in homemade lake-like settings far enough apart where you'd be like,
I can make that.
We're going to have to take the rock path to the. And I definitely missed some of those because
you fell in the lake
Well, it's
the
not
dry
a lake. It's a man made little, you know, water area of, you know, with a cement bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But sure, I missed some of those. Mm. But those, the consequences were not nearly the same as a.
You didn't fall quite so far.
A 10-foot fall.
Still rocky, scrapey.
Yeah. Well. A new study at the University of Sussex in England found that smelling lemon makes you feel thinner.
Oh, really?
Huh. And ups your self-esteem.
I do love the smell of lemon.
You don't lose weight, but you'll feel like you did.
That's, you know what? Sometimes the feeling is all I really need. You know, oh, I feel thin. Great. It's good enough for me.
Oh, it doesn't help when you're trying to put on those pants,
though. Give me some more food. Well, maybe what I could do is like have some lemon in the closet and just like pull on my tightest pants and go... I know I can get these buttoned. Here we go.
Smelling the scent of vanilla does the opposite.
Oh, sure.
What's the new lotion you smell like?
That orange. It smells like orange. Yeah.
So
like it's like sort of a
citrusy.
There you go. Do you feel thinner?
Oh my God, I feel so thin. I don't know why my mirror is lying to me the way it is, and my scale too, bitch. Stupid scale.
When we think of lemons, we think of freshness. Mm. We think of vanilla, we think of things like cookies and ice cream.
Yeah. Mm.
So, makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe those oranges are doing that for you.
Maybe.
I didn't get orange from that when I smelt your neck yesterday.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
You smell clean.
I'd put it on 12 hours before, you know.
On your neck, though?
Yeah, I do it. I do my face and kind of pull it. Anything left over, I just pull down my neck. Do my elbows with it. Keep my elbows nice and soft.
Orange lotion.
Yeah, a little orange
on your
lotion.
Elbows. Yeah. All right.
Well, if there's any left, you know. I don't like to wipe it off onto the towel. You know, I like to just get as much of it onto my body as I can.
All right.
You know.
No other spots from there you don't go?
I don't moisturize. I will moisturize my legs if I shaved them, but the rest of me I don't moisturize.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. All
right.
Maybe I'll do my knees sometimes. You know, they get dry.
I've always been surprised as a boyfriend watching a woman shower and that whole routine of lotioning the whole body is
slathering.
Always just baffled me.
Well, people do like to have that, you know, do top to bottom.
I've done top to bottom and I feel
my
sticky.
Clothes stick to me and
my hair is all matted
up.
I
feel like it makes me sweat more. Mm-hmm. Like, no thanks. I don't do it. If I had a dry spot, I would moisturize it, but
you lotion your whole body?
Only on the weekends.
Oh.
Because then I hop up on the bed and do all that, and then I kind of just wait there.
Oh, well, it sort of soaks dries or whatever.
I have time during the weekend in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Nobody got time for
that.
Put
that on and then put a bra over
three
it
in
no,
the morning. I know.
Not doing it.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. A study was published recently by UCSF that moisturizing your skin after the age of 50 may prevent Alzheimer's.
Really? What about it? Why?
Dry skin.
Causes Alzheimer's. What's it got to do with your brains?
I don't know.
Brains?
Go read the study. But you should start using more lotion.
I use some. Some of it.
A lot more.
And I use Dove soap. That's a quarter moisturizing cream or so the ads tell me.
Right. This village would have been an amazing godsend for my family. My mom suffered for 15 years until she was 72 and 91 pounds.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I honestly, I don't know when the Swedish sort of town of Alzheimer's patients sprung up. I don't know if that's a recent thing or how long they've been doing this for. But it seems like it would be a godsend for some people. Mm-hmm. The care that's involved with someone with Alzheimer's. Because many times they're able-bodied still. They
well, the
years
tear becomes,
left to go.
And I've been talking to my buddy about this. The tear becomes for his mom. This is my husband. I love him. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to care for him. But at some point, her life will only focus on him. And mm-hmm. she'll want out from under that. Or not. And the guilt that's related. And can you afford the care?
Right. Because if you can't, it's going to be completely on you.
Right.
You know, it's so difficult. And one of the things that I worry about the most in my life is, you know, as I approach old age, I do not want to be a burden to my family. Not in any way, not ever. And mm-hmm. if I've got Alzheimer's, I almost wish I could put into my will, like, you know, take me up to Oregon. Or
yeah,
actually, isn't youth, although, right, it's like a terminal
you
thing.
You say that, and I know that, you know, my buddy's dad had said something to him about this because mm-hmm. that runs in their family, and now they're facing it. And he's like, "I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. What am I going to put a pillow over his face? I'm not doing that.
I'm not saying you have to kill
forget
me.
Get that.
You know, give me a just leave some barbiturates and a bottle of whiskey by my bed. And see what happens.
We had a family member.
I'll do it. I'll take care of it.
His wife had dementia, and he stayed married to her, but he had a girlfriend.
Oh.
And so he would take the ladies out. He would take the girlfriend would sit like, you know, in the passenger seat, and the wife would just sit in the back seat.
Oh, boy.
Kept it like that until she passed away.
You know, he continued to live his life. And you can't really fault a person for saying, I'm not going to let all my joy be sucked away.
At the back end
not
of your
coming
life,
back.
That becomes what? Your last 15 years?
Yeah.
That's scary.
And
to
you're
be
spending those caring?
There.
Right.
Yeah.
When you still feel like I could be having,
I could be
have
having
fun.
A life.
I worked my whole life. Now's my chance.
Yeah. It's just, oh God, man. End of life stuff is so tragic and depressing.
Let's move on.
Okay.
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with a new Margaret Atwood book. This is big news.
Who?
It's big news for people who like The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.